The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi everyone, Kimberly Falker here, the founder and CEO of the Premier Dance Network, the only podcast network dedicated solely to the world of dance. And welcome to the Katherine Morgan Show. But before we get started with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to share a word from our sponsor. Body Wrappers, Angela Luzio, is happy to be the proud sponsor of the Premier Dance Network. Body Wrappers, Angela Luzio, is known for its fine total stretch tights and Angela Luzio shoes. Tyler Peck, principal dancer with the New York City Ballet, is its spokesperson and designer of Tyler Peck designs for Premier. It takes a dancer who wears a leotard all day to know what is best in a leotard. So Tyler's beautiful original leotard designs fit perfectly, are ideal for class, rehearsal, or performance, and move well with the body won't ride up in the back. Body Wrappers makes additional apparel for all types of dance that includes ballet, jazz, modern, lyrical, hip-hop, tap, team, liturgical, performance wear for competition and recital, as well as Angela Luzio shoes. You may view all the products at www.bodywrappers.com, or to purchase Tyler Peck Designs by Body Wrappers, go to dancewearcorner.com or your favorite online dance apparel retailer for all their products.
Everybody, welcome to episode 54 of the Katherine Morgan Show podcast. Today we are going to be talking about how to go to a pointe shoe fitting and really get the best possible shoe for you. Coming up on YouTube on Friday, I'm going to be doing a fitting guide with more visual things to show you. But I want to talk about what to do when you go for a fitting and what to tell them and just some things to think about. And this will go along with that video. So the first thing I really encourage you guys to do, and I say this all the time on YouTube, go to your dance store to get fit. Don't say, all right, well, I wear a size street shoe of this, so I'm going to be this, and order your pointe shoes online. You really need to get someone to look at your feet and fit you. I recently went to Dallas to meet with Mark and Carrie Suffolk of Suffolk Pointe Shoes, and I learned all about how it's made, how to fit properly. I learned so much about pointe shoes, more than I ever learned in my life as a dancer. So now I feel like I know what I'm talking about when it comes to shoes, and I could probably professionally fit you. She trained me, and I'm going to go back for more training because I really wanted to learn exactly how to fit a pointe shoe. And so the number one thing you really need that I learned in fitting people is that you have to go get fitted, because there are all these little details that just buying a shoe off of the web is not going to work for you. There's little things like, how much is your foot profile? Do you like your foot to be compressed or not compressed? And you really can't get that unless you go get fitted in a store. So that's number one. Number two, don't go in there with preconceived ideas about, well, I wear a six, so I'm going to be a four. Because after measuring people's feet on one of the things, you know, you see at a shoe store, you can measure people's feet. I measured my own feet. I was way different than I thought I was. One foot is bigger than the other. All these little things that you don't take into account just by your street shoe size. Interestingly enough, one of the things I learned is that the length of your foot alone does not determine the size of shoe you're going to get. For me, they also measured my arch because I happen to have a really long arch and really short toes. So my foot itself measured about a 7.5, and my actual street shoe size is an 8.5 because my arch is really, really long. And according to my arch size, I would be an 8.5. So you can't just go by the length of your foot alone. It's going to determine how your toes sit and how the ball of your foot is. And I will show you all of this in the corresponding video on Friday. But make sure you don't go in there with, well, I'm a 7 in real life, so I've got to be a 5. You know, let them measure you. You might be really surprised. Let them measure your toes. Let them measure your width. It really will determine how that pointe shoe sits on your foot. Because the other thing to remember, guys, is as you go up to point, your foot totally changes. You know, standing flat is not how you are up on point. Your heel's going to tuck up underneath you. Your toes are going to go up underneath you. So it's not just about what you would wear in a street shoe size. So let them measure you. And this goes along with my next tip. Don't have any preconceived ideas about brands. Well, so-and-so wears Freed, so I have to be in Freed. Well, so-and-so wears Grishko, so I have to be in Grishko. Well, my whole class, blah, 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 blah. Different brands have different things for different people. For example, my foot never worked in a Russian Point or a Grishko simply because those shoes are made for more narrow-footed dancers. And I have a very wide foot, as we have talked about in many commentaries that I was wearing shoes four sizes too narrow. But anyway, so for me, Grishkos were never going to work, despite the fact if I liked the look, if I liked the shape. For me, I have a broad foot, so Grishkos are not going to work. Same thing for other kind of people. If you don't have a broad foot, some of the block shoes like European Balance are not going to work for you because they're a very square shoe. So you have to go in there willing to try everything to find the best possible shoe for you, because different brands, depending on who the shoemaker is, depending on who started the brand, they're always going to generally go by what they know. So the Russian dancers over in Russia have very tapered feet. Some of us Americans don't have that, so a Grishko might not work for you. So you're going to have to play around with brands. You're going to have to kind of get past the whole, oh, I have to wear Freed, though, I have to wear blocks, so I have to wear this. Really try everything, because that's the best way you're going to find the correct shoe for you. Next tip, don't be afraid to speak up and tell them what it feels like. The better detail you can give, the better they're going to be able to figure out what shoe you should be in. For example, if you feel like your bones are being squished, don't just say they're too tight. Because what I learned is that when you have pressure on your metatarsals, sometimes it means you actually have to go narrower. In my case, I was bulging out of my shoe and I needed to go wider. But in some of the dancers I saw the last couple of days, they had pressure through their metatarsals, and it was because the shoe was too wide and they were sinking down, and so there was all that pressure. And the minute we put them in a narrower shoe, it was better. So speak up and be really specific about what you like about the shoes and what you don't like about the shoes. So for example, if you can't get down into the box, say that. Say like, I really can't feel the floor. Not just, well, they don't feel right. Be as specific as you possibly can. Even if you think something is weird to say, like, oh, I don't know if they're going to know what I'm talking about. Trust me, these fitters know what they're doing, and they see a lot of girls and a lot of feet. So be as specific as you possibly can. Because with even in one brand, like Suffolk, there are 5-6 different styles to choose from that are all different, that all have different, you know, vamps and different tapered. Are they tapered or are they wider? All within one brand. So be as specific as you possibly can during your fitting. The last tip I want to leave you with today is something that I had no idea about, and that is that some girls' feet, once they are warm, shrink. Believe it or not, I was fitting a girl, and Carrie and I were sitting there, and we kept bringing out shoes, and suddenly they all started to become too big. Because when her feet got warm, they shrank. So I advise you guys to get there. Let them measure you. And then while they're pulling your shoes in the back, you know, they go, all right, I'll bring some pairs out for you, blah, 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 stay here. Roll out your feet. Do a couple tendus. Do a couple relevés. Get your feet warm as they are going to be when you're dancing so you get the proper fit. Some people's swell and get bigger, so you'll want to know that. Some people's actually shrink when they get warm. So if you find that when you go to the store and you buy your pair of point shoes and all is great, you take them home, you wear them for class and they feel too big, it's probably because you're one of those people that's feet actually shrink once they're warm. So I encourage you to get your feet as warm as possible before you start trying on point shoes, because it will give you a more accurate fit. So I learned so much this weekend. Thank you so much to the people at Suffolk. I cannot wait to share more with you guys. They are so special to have taught me everything. I'm going to do that YouTube video to really show you what I'm talking about. probably going up on Friday. So stick around for that video. I can't wait to do more with them. I really like their shoes, so I encourage you guys to try them. And I hope this kind of gave you some ideas for your pointe shoe fitting. And April 14th is National Refit Day. We are starting National Refit Day to help dancers go back and get refit, because guess what, guys? If you're between the ages of 11 and 17, and actually between the ages of 11 and 20, your feet are still growing. So just because a shoe worked for you last year doesn't mean they're going to work for you again this year. So we encourage you, and I encourage you especially, to go get refit. So stay tuned for more info on National Refit Day on April 14th. I'll be doing some events, and I can't wait to meet some of you guys. So stay tuned for that. You can follow me on YouTube or Facebook. Just type in Catherine Morgan and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Catherine_Morgan and on Twitter and Snapchat at Catherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time.